Devils Productions presents The Great Deep.
Hello and welcome to episode number 24 of The Great Deep. My name is Ryan Calder, your host for the show, and this podcast runs parallel to the music of The Great Deep album. For those who don't know, this Great Deep podcast series is basically an extension or further exploration of what the songs and some of the themes in the songs are about. Well, I'd like to take an episode to talk about faith for a minute. Most of my life, I've been surrounded by people who have had radical types of faith. Some of them have had a radical faith in a God they believe in. Some of them have faith in humanity. Some of them have massive amounts of faith that everything will be okay in the end. They say, if it's not okay, it's not the end. If you Google the noun faith, you'll get something like complete trust or confidence in someone or something. Synonyms would be trust, belief, confidence, conviction. But most people in my circles, I would say, assimilate faith as a strong belief, generally in doctrines of a religion based on spiritual conviction rather than proof. Now, I know that there are some people who listen to this podcast who are atheists. And if you are still listening, then I'm very grateful, because this is not a preach. It's a few thoughts from me in my adult life. I've observed something in my children. They have absolute faith in me for particular things, silly little things. My youngest daughter was coming down the stairs the other day, and as I was standing at the bottom of the staircase, I asked her, "Zoe, do you want to fly?" And I saw a twinkle in her eye, and she said, "Yes." "Okay," I said, "jump to me on the count of three. 1, 2, 3. And she launched horizontally through the air into my arms without hesitating. Instant obedience and trust. And afterwards I was thinking how my wife never does that anymore. But talking about my youngest, it's the same with my oldest daughter. A little while ago, I offered to pay her some pocket money to help me with videography and photography. And the following day, it was basically assumed that we were going to the shops so that she could spend her money. She told everyone the night before and the whole morning what her plans were. I thought it was quite cute seeing these faith levels, so I just went along with it without saying too much. And as we arrived at the shopping center, she marched straight towards the ATM for me to draw her wages. It was complete and utter conviction that her dad was going to deliver. My son has a similar kind of belief in the ridiculous things I ask him to do, and it's never a question of will dad, it's generally a question of when dad. Now, as adults, it seems as though our cognitive processes and experiences tend to cloud this childhood instinct. And I wonder sometimes if this is what Jesus' words referred to when he spoke about children to his disciples. And he said, "Let the little children come to me." And in another scripture, he said, "I praise you, Father, in heaven, for you have revealed these things to little children and basically hidden them from the wise and learned." I've noticed in my own life that there are certain things I'm less gung-ho for compared to how I used to be. Maybe it's the same for you. One thing I have noticed during this lockdown period is that restrictions have been a big reason for excessive caution. Many people simply aren't as gung-ho or committed as they once were. Now, if you know much about the music industry, you'll probably know that the internet has changed a number of things in the modern age. Musicians don't really release albums anymore. It's more like singles, as frequently as possible. There's also a lot of focus on collaborative partnerships between artists, and lyrics on pop radio aren't really a focus. I mean, let's be honest, it's more about the sound. The themes are mostly the same as they always have been. It's, you know, all about broken relationships or about getting lucky in a relationship. And occasionally someone sings something about a horse in a town road, and that becomes a hit because it's just completely strays from the repetitive rhetoric. But here's what I'm going to do. It's basically rebellion and going against the flow. So, drum roll please. I am going to release the entire Great Deep album in the middle of this COVID-19 pandemic. I have three reasons for this. Number one, it's a step of faith. Number two, it's my story. And number three, it's as much about lyrics and ideas as it is about music. So let's start with a step of faith. I feel like I've been told to do something that is completely nonsensical in adult terms, but I really want the thrill of it. Kind of like leaping off a staircase. It's like an obedience thing. That's probably the best way I can describe it to both believers and unbelievers. Number two, it's my story, and it represents a whole story. You know, it's not just one little lyric with a lick. These are themes I've lived through. There's joy and there's lament. There's agony and there's ecstasy. There's slow and there's upbeat. There's melancholy and there's macho. I sort of feel like singles are headlines in an article, but an album is the whole story with quotes and commentary. A song is a limb. An album is the body. A single is a few strokes of a brush. An album paints a whole picture. So yes, there are collaborations on this album, but this is my narrative from the last decade, and I feel like these are songs that will hopefully speak to different people in this current season. And the last one, number three, is it's as much about lyrics and ideas as it is about music. Now, I'm a musician, so those things are important to me, but as I've written and spoken about before, music carries a message. Lyrics stick in our heads, and they live there. They affect the way we see the world, consciously or unconsciously. Words with music are things that stay with us, and they live inside our mindsets. I've considered my lyrics on this album, and they are true to me and to this life I've lived thus far. And I feel like these things need to be shared right now in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic. And if it finds resonance with you, then I will feel like I have been obedient. Well, that's it for this edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening in. Don't forget to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We'd really love to hear from you. And for more insights on the band, this project, we recommend you go straight to the source, ryancalder.co.za, where you can find all the details. Until the next time, I hope that you have a little faith inside yourself too. And just remember to also keep pondering the great deep.